From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri's only abortion clinic is asking a state administrative panel to intervene before its license to perform abortions expires Friday. The St. Louis Planned Parenthood affiliate asked the Administrative Hearing Commission yesterday to act to ensure abortions can continue at the clinic. A court order temporarily protecting the procedure will expire Friday. The health department declined to renew the clinic's license last week. Concerns included three, quote, failed abortions that required additional surgeries, and another that the agency said led to life-threatening complications. Clinic leaders say the license fight is part of an effort by an anti-abortion administration to eliminate the procedure. A hearing on the clinic's license is scheduled for August 1st in St. Louis. Members of the Boone County Planning and Zoning Commission discussed a draft of proposed wind farm regulations during their meeting yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports that the draft details information that must accompany all applications for a wind turbine, including the impact on surrounding property values, space between turbines, and possible adverse environmental effects. The proposed regulations are a response to Eon Climate and Renewables' proposal for a wind farm. The company placed a meteorological tower in Harrisburg 6 months ago to determine the viability of a wind farm project. If viable, the company would have to submit a turbine application to the county. The MU Healthcare Career Institute celebrated its third group of graduates from the training program. KBIA's Corey Davidson was at yesterday's graduation ceremony and has this report.
34 MU Healthcare employees earned various certifications and specialty training through the Career Institute. The Institute trains MU Health employees as well as collaborating with Columbia College and Columbia Public Schools. Senior Director of Talent Peter Collins says this is his favorite day of the year.
It's just a very, very proud time. This is our third graduation, and the auditorium is filled with family, friends, children, parents, grandparents. It's a very proud day for our graduates and for MU Healthcare.
Program graduate Christina Jones says she is thankful for the opportunity.
I'm glad it's done. I'm elated to start the next step and see where it takes us.
The program addresses a need to develop employees' careers and address the current workforce shortage. So far, the program has provided training to nearly 100 people, according to MU Healthcare. Corey Davidson, KBIA News.
Veterans United Home Loans and United Parcel Service will renew three-year leases with the Central Missouri Event Center after the Boone County Commission accepted their proposals yesterday. The proposals by Veterans United will allow the Boone County Fair to use the property if its board decides to move the fair back to Columbia from Sturgeon, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. Sturgeon has hosted the fair for the past three summers after the fairgrounds closed in 2015. An independent committee reviewed the proposals and made recommendations to the Boone County Commission. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.